Walk into the lobby of Box Butte General, and the first thing you see is a life-sized cardboard display featuring the medical facility's four male nurses and information brochures about nursing as a career. Hospital official Jane McConkie, who came up with the idea, says she wants to reach as many people as she can during the year-and-a-half-long campaign.
You know, I was thinking, how can we get more people into the nursing profession and maybe an untapped area where we really... Nursing's been feminine-dominated for most of its history, and there's only about 5% of the total RN population that's male.
Possibly the biggest reason for such a low number of male nurses is the stigma attached to it. Men in the healthcare profession typically become doctors. A man who chooses to be a nurse is often looked upon with suspicion or even scorn. In movies, like the 2000 comedy Meet the Parents, in which a nurse meets his future in-laws for the first time, men in the profession are good for a laugh.
You know, Greg's in medicine too, Larry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What field?
Nursing.
That's good. No, really. What field?
Nursing.
Ben Andrick has gotten that same reaction since he began working at Box Butte General Hospital 2 years ago. He says the stigma attached to being a male nurse is not as prevalent inside the hospital as it is outside of work.
So you get some eyebrows that are raised. From the patients and the people that are in the hospital, they actually say they like the male nurses better. I think the only time that I really had difficulty was in the OB wards, and the nurses there were pretty much let me know that this was a woman's world. But for patient care unit, I didn't have any difficulty at all.
Mr. Andrick used to be a mechanic and worked construction jobs in California, but sometimes business was slow. The classified ads always had job postings for nurses, but he says embarrassment about what people might think if he became a nurse held him back for a long time.
I did a lot of job shadowing in different other, occupations, and I would job shadow behind a male nurse that worked in a cancer ward, and I saw that I could do this, and that stigma once you are there really doesn't exist as much as it does. On how it's viewed.
Changing how it is viewed is what Jane McConkie wants the Boys to Men to Nurses campaign to do. Along with the display in the hospital lobby, the campaign uses public service announcements and educational outreach. The message that boys can be nurses too is getting out through the public library story hour for preschoolers and presentations to area schools, as well as Boy Scout troops and other youth groups. Ms. McConkie says educating kids at the earliest age possible is one of the keys to breaking the stereotype.
Perceptions start young. So if children are going to have gender-biased ideas as far as what careers are acceptable, those ideas start when you're pretty young.
Ms. McConkie says young boys need to know that not only is nursing an acceptable career option, it also pays well. Incentives and student loan payback opportunities are common in many hospitals. At Box Butte General, the salary for a registered nurse starts at more than $16 an hour with a $2,000 signing bonus for a two-year commitment. Nurse Ron Brown says he's able to raise a family on what he earns.
The wages are very competitive. Granted, they aren't as high as probably if you had set at a computer in an office or something, you could probably make more money. But I don't see the reward there like you do in nursing. The people that you affect every day, and you see them on the street after you've taken care of them and stuff. A lot of times you have to look at them sideways because when you see these people in the hospital, they're laying down.
Ron Brown says when his son was younger, he was reluctant to tell his friends what his dad did for a living. But now, Mr. Brown says, that's changed as his son gained a better understanding of what nurses do and realized that it's not such a big deal that his father is a nurse. With the help of campaigns like Boys to Men to Nurses, Mr. Brown hopes that society, like his son, will also change its perception of male nurses. For Coast to Coast, I'm Jason Frederick in Alliance, Nebraska.